Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, where is Samoa Joe? Why was Ty Dillinger attacked? And what's in Milwaukee? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Walking in Milwaukee like every day, through snow and sleet, back to where I stay. Across the bridge, how I live.
A theme of the great city of Milwaukee. As we break down AfterBuzz live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. We're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down WWE SmackDown, aka Milwaukee takes over Denver. What's up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Gabby Loren off this week, however, filling in. You see her hanging out on Raw. You see her hanging out on Women's Wrestling Weekly. You see her hang out on just about everything. She was kind enough to sit in and hang out with us. Miss TK Trinidad in the house.
What's up, y'all?
Thank you for hanging out with us.
No problem. You called me on a good day.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I'm afraid to call you on a bad day.
I just so happen to have some time.
All right, sweet. And a man somehow was gracious to give us time away from all his 3D printing takeover. Tom Connolly is here.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I just hit print and ran out of the
room. You ran out?
Yes.
By the way, so TK, you found this. What is this guy's name again?
Juicebox.
Juicebox with three X's. X's.
Yeah. Yes.
With a theme of Welcome to Milwaukee.
I mean, it's pretty legit, though.
Yeah.
And the music video is interesting. He's just running around with a selfie stick.
I mean, that's YouTube.
Yeah, the wonderful world of YouTube.
Wonderful world.
YouTube and a selfie stick and a GoPro, looks like.
There you go. I don't know. It's a catchy beat, and he's talking about all the great things of Milwaukee. And apparently, we'll get into it a little later on, but apparently something unusual happened in Milwaukee one day. What was that? We'll see.
Did you see that the Milwaukee Wikipedia page says that on October 24th, Lana had an extramarital affair with Aiden English? The official Wikipedia
was that the last page. Time they were in Milwaukee?
No, someone changed it on there today.
Wow,
they just picked a date on it.
I don't know about the date. Yeah,
they have some time. Yeah, but you know, I like it.
Yeah, chat roll. I want you, someone in chat roll, please let us know when the last time WWE was in Milwaukee and when's the next time they're going.
It's
to Milwaukee.
It's got to be that date. I would think. I feel like someone probably like when they're in Milwaukee.
Oh. Yeah, it has to. Yeah.
We'll see. But overall, tonight's SmackDown, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot, not necessarily with, like, you know, incredible matches, but the real storyline development tonight was stellar.
Yeah.
I think DK silence.
I think Samoa Joe is taking the Purge way too serious.
Oh
no,
Jesus.
I love it.
Did you see what happened on the Purge after SmackDown? Samoa Joe was on it.
Was Joe on it?
No.
Wasn't Brodus Clay on it? Isn't Brodus Clay on it? I saw a clip of Brodus Clay in the Purge.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
I really it seemed like more drama than like there was some wrestling and lots of drama, but drama that was like believable.
Yeah.
And they pulled from obviously different movies and different storylines, but it's still like it. You're invested. Now you want to know what happens in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. You're figuring, is Joe going to break in? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what's going to happen with all that? So it's definitely a way better storyline than Raw, unfortunately. So I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good. Yeah,
this is the A show, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many feuds do we have on SmackDown going
on now?
A lot. And they're all interesting.
Yes.
There's not a dud in the bunch.
Well, the perfect 10.
Well, we're not quite sure what's going on with that, which we'll get into. But mind you, this is also including with no feud for the Usos, no feud for Almas. Mm-hmm. No, and there's so many also really talented guys that don't have a feud right now.
Yeah.
And the show kicks off with the debut of Truth TV.
Yes.
Even though he came out to the Miz's music. And right off the bat, first segment of the show is our Christian's Closet for this week.
You look so good to me.
And it features a regular of Christian's Closet. TK, it's been a while since you've been on, so she misses this music.
You know what? So I'm going to tell you now.
Tell me now.
About 2 weeks ago, I forgot. Oh, it was Paige and somebody else had some really amazing fashion. I made a comment about it on Raw.
Uh-huh.
And somebody says I should do a closet.
Oh.
So I'm letting you know now that when I'm on Raw, I call it TK's boudoir.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know I took it from you. So I'm not, yes. like, I don't want people to think,
You've given me the credit.
Yes.
No, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can respect, yeah. you can do the segment as long as you know who gave you the brilliant
yes.
idea.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, so I'd, and you're just not randomly watching it and you're like, this.
How you know. Dare she? This is my bread and butter.
Do you use the same theme song though?
No, sure? But I might.
I've gotta be really funny,
I think, yeah,
actually.
You can use Tyler Breeze's. Let me keep this one.
Okay, copy.
I need this. But Carmella, regular in Christian's Closet. First off, brunette now. Mm-hmm. Not yes. really necessarily fashion. I mean, not clothing, but that was a big change in yes. style.
Huge.
So that was very surprising. Mm-hmm. Came out of nowhere. And them boots. Them dollar boots.
The whole outfit was on point.
It was. Mm-hmm.
And R-Truth was on point today, too.
Yeah, he looked great. He looked like he lost weight since last week.
He looked like he, like, decreased in age by, like, 15 years mm-hmm. as minimum. And you already know black don't crack. So it's like, he looks like he's in his late to early, like, late 20s, early 30s.
And he's 68. No, I'm kidding.
I think he's 40 something.
He's
getting 40. Up there.
He's yeah. closer to 50 than 40.
Yeah. And he looks amazing. He looked like he dropped weight. He had the whole ab thing. Like, cool to both of them. They look amazing. Yeah.
So, well done to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's Christmas Claus for this week. Dan O'Brien's their guest. He, R-Truth puts on glasses to ask the tough questions to Daniel. And he talks about, you know, how last week you foiled Miz's plans with the other Carmella. That's why I'm so glad you dyed your hair, Carmella, because now I can tell you apart. Truth drops truth. A new little saying. Truth drops truth. We had a Truth TV dance break.
I liked it. Two.
Yeah, there were two of them for like 5 seconds. Dan O'Brien talking about how much better Truth TV is than Miz TV.
Facts.
Crowd starts chanting Truth TV. Eventually, you know, Dan Bryan's talking about what he plans on doing in the Miz, a super showdown, become the number one contender. Miz then comes out, but all everyone's doing is chanting Truth TV.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even doing the yes. They're just chanting Truth TV. And R-Truth is like, Miz is like, what are you doing? This is my show. And R-Truth's like, well, 2 weeks ago, I beat you. Which means if you were a champion, I would have your title. But you don't have one, so I took your talk show.
It does make sense.
He has
perfect
earned
sense.
And Miz is like, you're an idiot. And he's like, I'm an idiot with a talk show. And Miz talks about how Dan O'Brien plays fair, and that's why I'm going to beat you. I'll do anything to win, will you? And R-Truth then gets angry again, because all that extra talking killed my animal segment. You are banned from Truth TV. And R-Truth challenges him. For the rights to have the show. Miz says, as stupid as my show. Walks away. Another dance break.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paige is waiting in gorilla position for Miz. Like, nope. Go. You're going to wrestle him. Going out there. So then we have Truth versus Miz. Gave it a lot of time. Dan O'Brien's on commentary during the whole thing. Eventually, Miz gets to win with Dan O'Brien's running knee, which I feel is the most depressing thing in the world. Because does this mean that this was the first and last Truth TV?
Well, I think it will be, but I think it'll be the last on air. I think this is definitely a segment that they can do on social media or on like YouTube, where he actually goes and interviews like everybody.
Yeah,
like I want to see
backstage.
That backstage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with the dance breaks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
I mean, that would be awesome.
You have a network that you can. You have hours to fill. That could be
sure
one
do.
Little thing in between a show. Like.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like I've already seen a number of people tweet just like, oh, you gave R-Truth the first 30 minutes of the show. It's like,
yeah, somebody said in the live chat too.
Yeah, well, A, he was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
B, this was the point of you know moving more with Miz and Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have to have those two always wrestle each other to continue the story.
Yeah.
And R-Truth is a part of that because 2 weeks ago he beat Miz.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a small part in this story.
Mm-hmm.
Or them always like Dan O'Brien always going after him, trying to just punch him in the face every time.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to see that. We've seen him do it already. They've lost both times. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like how you can't have them have a match right now. So we're going to have to wait anyway. So.
And it makes use of Carmella as well because there's a mm-hmm. lot of people that are in the locker room that unfortunately don't have any storylines, or they're just kind of chilling. Mm. So it's good use of her. She looks amazing. So why not put her there with those shoes? Them boots, though.
Yeah.
Them boots, though.
I like her hair. I think it looks good.
The hair looks amazing. Well, is that her natural color?
Yeah. I have no idea.
According to her Instagram, she said that's her natural color.
Yeah, so she's probably tired of drawing it, dyeing it blonde, because it might ruin the edges.
I wouldn't know. I don't normally dye my hair. This is natural, everybody. Just so you know.
You got to dye blonde now? Just go opposite of Carmella?
You know, funny thing, when I first got into the wrestling business, I did have blonde highlights.
I can
like,
see
my
that.
Hair was like spiky with like blonde tips. It was so like 2005. Like no, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely mid-2000s hair look. I rocked it. I rocked it well.
So then how long have you been rocking this for?
A while now, actually.
Okay, maybe it's time for a change.
I was honestly thinking, who knows? And I'm almost due for a haircut, so maybe sometime in the next few weeks something will happen. I don't know.
You'll be in your just own saying. Closet.
Just saying, I'll have a Christmas closet segment on myself. That's
boom.
Right. Boom.
Is that the song you sing in the morning as you're getting ready?
That's my alarm clock.
Yes!
That's my alarm. That's what wakes me up. That's what plays in the shower. That's all I play on the radio in my car. That is my motto in life.
If you knew how to work social media, I would want to see those videos.
you don't want to see those videos. You do not want to see those videos.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
I think it would be too.
Well, I'm glad you guys love that. But you know what? We also love all of our fans and listeners that tune in every week on iTunes and YouTube, that leave comments, that like, that subscribe, that share, that tell their friends. And we want to make the show as great as possible for you. And we need to hear more from you. Tell them, Tom.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzz. Don't make me laugh when I'm doing this. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, so we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now on this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz. How do we say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on the air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
All right.
Boom.
Charlotte having a photo shoot. Attacked by Becky. Becky attacks from behind. Throws her into whatever the props are in the back there. And the photographer, instead of getting help, continues taking photos.
She told him to.
Yeah, she said, don't go anywhere.
She said, take the pictures for evidence.
I like how she kept throwing her into the same one where they were like, they're like, listen, just do this one. Like, don't mess up the other ones. Not that it's really going to get messed up, but, you know, we got a lot of expensive stuff back here.
Yeah, and you know, and I love how every week there's still people who say, no, Becky is still a face. Becky is still a face.
Hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Guest on the show, unbiased.
I love how, to me, when she was talking to Lana, like that whole thing, and then like Milwaukee, like that's just so.
That's 100% heel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have to be a bitch, witch to be doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the best, and talk about Milwaukee.
All she was doing was taking photos, and you know.
She was just doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Nothing. She wasn't doing anything heinous. Wasn't saying anything mean about Becky.
She needs new pictures because she doesn't have the belt.
She haven't had any photos done in the last 48 hours. She needs an update.
Well, Becky's just tired of her existence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets like that.
Yeah.
Take out the trash.
Do we feel that they're going to have a match at Evolution? Like they're going to keep continuing this?
Well, they have it in Australia.
Yeah, I can tell you who's on Evolution, but yeah, I don't.
I'm glad don't you can because they don't talk about Evolution at all.
Yeah,
and it's like
2.5-3 weeks.
I hope they change what's been circulating, because what's been circulating is
for
some
a
of
card?
Its. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I,
is not.
I saw. Good. I saw the headline, but I didn't click on it because I don't want to know.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll wait. I'll wait and
okay.
see.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
am I not gonna be happy?
Some of it's just like.
Okay.
No bueno.
Well, I don't get why though. Like, it's like they went from being like this is going to be the greatest thing ever to
Saudi Arabia paid them, and now they have to promote that show.
But that doesn't matter though.
That show's 5 days after Evolution.
Yeah, and that
So
the
they
guys.
Want to promote that.
That's all the guys.
I know, and that's why they want to. It's bad.
This show it's is bad. This show is all the women.
I know, and they should be promoting it, but they're focused on Australia.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they can't. They have so many platforms, and that doesn't mean that like everybody's not going to Saudi.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I know. I agree with you guys.
And
I'm not
just,
saying you're wrong.
Why are you trying to be?
If they're gonna
be
have
nice
matches,
about it.
It's not even like they have to promote it. It's just like have great matches.
Yeah,
like it's. I mean, I watched Raw today. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like you have to watch it that time.
You must.
No. That's
the rule.
I never heard of that show.
That's a way you can get your steak.
Gotcha.
Sheamus versus Big E. New Day is admitting, oh, you know what, we play too much. And we respect the bar. And even last week, Cesaro beat Kofi, who, by the way, today officially broke the record as the longest reigning tag team champion in WWE history. So congrats, Kofi.
Yeah.
You've held a tag championship for literally about 3 years.
Who did he beat?
Billy Gunn.
Oh, okay. All right.
He passed Billy Gunn was second. And random one that I had no idea, Mr. Fuji was third.
What?
As a tag team champion.
What number was he at? How many days? Do you remember?
It was like 800 something days.
Oh, wow.
For his career.
What?
I know. I had no idea. No
that's
idea.
That's insane. Okay. That's even more crazier than Kofi being number one.
Yeah. So New Day wants to come out with the hashtag say something nice challenge. And you know for a fact this is going to catch on and everyone's going to do this.
Yep.
They compliment Cesaro by saying he looks like a Swiss Jason Statham.
True.
And they enjoy his movies. So therefore we like him. And, you know, it's clear with Sheamus that the carpet much matched it. And then Sheamus just takes the microphone away.
I mean, isn't that fact, though?
Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't asked him.
I mean, but I don't understand why he took the, like...
Because it's a PG-rated show.
Yeah, but I mean, the kids who are watching it, like, there's a certain age that they do get carpets.
But they wouldn't also, it's way over their head as well. The kids that aren't going to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sheamus takes the microphone.
He talked about his nipples too. Sorry.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
But they did that last week too.
The nipple stuff.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, Sheamus wants to fight, so then we have the match between Big E and Sheamus. It was hard hitting. It was short, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus with a brogue kick. So to keep the bar's momentum, as we've talked about on the show, the bar always seems to have. The upper hand on the New Day. Cesaro won last week. Sheamus won this week. They'll have their match in Australia. So we'll see what goes on.
What about Big E and his chest? Remember? I told you.
TK was commenting on how she appreciated how smooth Big E's chest looked. I don't know why she wants me to talk about it instead of her.
I thought you put it in your notes.
No, I figured you would want to bring that up.
That wouldn't be a closet segment?
No, no, it is not. Big E is far from my closet.
I mean, it's just like a nice thing that you like want to pet at night. It might help
maybe,
you fall
maybe
asleep.
Maybe you
at
do.
Night.
I have no desire to pet Big E's chest to help me fall asleep at night.
It's just
call me old fashioned.
Can we send this to Big E, this whole part? Because I'm sure he would get a good kick out of this.
One of our loyal viewers, please loop this area. And Big E, have fun with it. The last time I saw Big E, he told me I was pregnant. So
oh
yeah that, yeah. So
maybe he'll want to pet your belly at night to make
sure,
him fall asleep.
Sure. I did tell him if I had a baby, I'll name it Francesca.
That was an awesome bro kick at the end.
That was a great bro kick. Sheamus clocked him. Yeah, good job. That's only my job, but right now I'm trying to defend not talking about Big E's smooth chest.
It is smooth, though. He didn't even put, like, cocoa butter or baby oil or anything on it.
You don't
imagine
know.
Imagine if he did that.
Moving. No, I will not. Go back to Raw.
I'm so not going to be on the show ever again.
I think it's fun.
Paige is warning AJ in the back to take it easy tonight with the contract signing. AJ said, I'm just there to sign on the dotted line, but if I need to destroy something, it'll be Joe. That's all that was. Rusev segment. Here we go. Rusev talks about how Aiden English turned on me on the greatest day of them all. And that makes him a traitor. He calls out Aiden. Aiden says, this isn't my fault. Look at what we've done. And apparently a year ago tomorrow, so it's officially been 365 days since Rusev Day was born.
They couldn't have waited till this week for this to happen, for him to attack him?
No, this is good because then they acknowledge it.
Yeah, the story.
That's why they
waited
till last week so they can talk about it this week. And all the success that Rusev's had over the last year. And then Aiden says, this is all Lana's fault. And Lana's like, I was here before you. I helped him be on a tank at WrestleMania. And Aiden goes, like, well, Lana, if you're so honest, are you going to tell him about that one night in Milwaukee?
What?
Mic drop. That's right, studio audience. And for the rest of the show, the Denver crowd was chanting Milwaukee.
As they should.
Yeah.
So now bears the question, what happened that one night in Milwaukee, everyone? Is it extramarital affairs like they're implying?
My favorite part was Corey Graves' face.
He was so excited. Yes. He was a kid on Christmas Day.
I was like, oh, I was like, he played that so perfectly of like just being like, what happened? Like, oh, finally something that's like just random and fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what happened. But I don't think it's going to be an Aiden and Lana thing.
It can't be.
It's just one of those. This is also very hard of them being like they're a married couple and off camera they're a married couple. So it's so hard to do these storylines now where they're actually a couple and it's not just like they're paired together
making us think it was some type of extramarital affair.
Yes.
I think it's going to be something of there's going to be some video clip of her talking about, you know, I don't think Rusev has what it takes to be like a champion or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, it's going to be something where like there it's them two talking and she's going, "Oh, you know,
I don't think so."
You think it's going to be extramarital?
No, I don't think it's going to be extramarital. Do you remember when Xavier had Francesca and, oh my gosh, not Big Cass, the other one.
Enzo. Yeah, we tried to forget about him.
took Francesca out for the night. Do you remember that segment?
Oh, yes.
So I think it's going to be something like, you know, something that either Rusev does all the time and he just didn't get to it. And Aiden, like, it's something that, like, Rusev was very proud of. And it's a bigger deal than what it really is. And he thinks that it's going to be, like, I don't think it's going to be extramarital, but I don't think it's going to be, like, you know, he might have, you know, picked up her weave or something like that. Like, something very personal that's only, like, to Rusev, but now Aiden's in on the secret.
Hmm. Gotcha. Hmm. Well, we'll find out.
What's an Enzo?
And you were going to do a Christmas clause about Aiden's shirt? Happy Aiden Day? Now he has a shirt.
He's been promoting that for over a week nonstop on Twitter from the new WWE Custom Tees.
Oh, is that where?
That's what his is. It's a custom tee.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, hey, I want people to buy it. I'm supporting in English. I loved him since he was the singing guy in NXT, the artiste.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Lana's outfit was good. Her hair was great as well, the high ponytail. Paige looked amazing too. Lana's heels looked amazing. Why isn't all that not in your closet?
Because I can only have so many segments each week. We have a time limit.
My bad, sorry. She did look good though.
She always looks good. Rusev and Lana backstage trying, like, pretty much saying we don't know what Aiden's talking about. Becky Lynch shows up, you know, the good guy. And she's like, you know, well, Lana asks Becky to mind her own business. And Becky's like, you could concentrate on Milwaukee and not worry about me. And you're going to get carried out like Charlotte did earlier. Since you try to perform in the women's division, that makes you my business. So Rusev better pack your bags for you because you're not going to be able to carry them out.
I love that. I love the whole.
Such a hero.
Yeah.
Such a good person.
That's how John Cena talks to everyone backstage.
I know, right? Naomi and Asuka versus Mandy Rose and Sonya. What?
Just add her to the closet. Just say, I'm adding her to the closet. That's it.
Oh.
The outfit was popping.
Who, Naomi?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're matching her and Asuka.
Yeah. Actually, and honestly, I will admit, I did not notice it at first. TK is the one who pointed out to me how the like the straps and their belts ended up matching. So I'm like, oh, their gear can kind of work. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised that Naomi's gear was kind of like assless chaps, but obviously she had the trunks on with it.
She wanted something different.
Yeah, it was different. She looked great, as did Asuka, as did all six of the women that were out there. The Iconics on commentary.
Yeah.
They all look great. And they altered Sonya's music a little bit, too. Huh?
I thought there was going to be a big announcement today.
Big announcement for
Paige
what?
Was like promoting some kind of big announcement.
Oh, I thought it was the signing. Really.
Yeah, I thought it was a contract signing.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Ross says she's aight.
Who's aight?
Who's aight? You can't just say she.
Hope you're not talking about
are you,
Naomi.
I hope you're not talking about TK. TK is more than I ate. Okay?
TK's on me. Naomi. Her outfit was popping.
It was.
It was like everything. She, and also, she said that she's been vying for a change. Because she's always had that one una something for a little bit. So she's been wanting like a change. Yeah.
Well, they're trying to make Asuka and Naomi look somewhat like a team. So, like we said, they matched a little bit. They did a double roundhouse kick on Sonya for the win. So it was like, oh, they gave them like a double team move. They're trying to get along. They're having fun together. I'm still not crazy about them being paired together, but I'm happy they're being used on TV again.
Mm-hmm. I like the hair comment too.
The hair comment?
So they went in and touched Naomi's hair, and Asuka stopped her.
Yes.
That's a big thing. You can't
touch Naomi's hair.
Don't be touching black women's hair. Just not.
Don't touch any woman's hair.
Yeah, that's not. Just don't do that.
I figured that was common sense.
No, it's not. Trust me, it's not.
Do you live in this world today?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, they just come and pet you for no reason. It's just not kosher. So you need Asuka to just grab your.
I will make sure that I will refrain myself from trying to pet your hair.
I was at work when I first got my braids, and three people literally came up and started petting my hair.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That.
Don't do that.
That could be a trip to HR.
Yeah.
Was it?
Don't do that. Well, I mean, again, you're lucky because I'm Canadian and I'm nice. I'll just leave it right there. I love that segment. That was a good segment.
Nakamura versus Ty Dillinger. So, apparently there was a little bit of a Twitter beef, which that's how Ty Dillinger finally got a match on SmackDown.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. He's going to the R-Truth school of getting booked on TV.
Yeah. And from his mentor.
And Ty is in control of this pretty much this entire match, mm-hmm. which again continues to make Nakamura seem like a stronger and stronger United States champion. Oh, I have no idea what they're doing with that title. But Randy Orton shows up, causes a DQ, beats the crap out of Ty. Last week, Orton talked about, we're going to find out who my next victim is. Destroys Ty Dillinger. And as he walks away, Nakamura decides to give Ty a Kinshasa in front of the LED board. Oh. And his head just smacks into it. I thought we were going to have another Liv Morgan situation.
Ooh, yeah. Saying.
It was, that was nasty.
Yeah.
That sounded
the
nasty.
The thud.
Yeah. I hope Ty's okay.
Yes, I agree. And like backstage, Mike Rome asked Orton, why did you attack Ty? Is he your next victim? And he's like, no. The Perfect 10 crap just pisses me off.
Was Mike Rome kneeling or like...
Randy Orton is taller than people think.
I know that, but
Mike Rome's tall, too.
Tall too.
The live chat. Y'all's live chat is
we have a blast with our live chat. Our live chat has fun.
AJ0314 says, I'm an ass man.
Good for him.
He's a Billy Gunn fan.
Gotcha. He's a Billy Gunn fan. Right. He's upset that Kofi broke Billy Gunn's record. Yeah. I'm sorry, AJ. Yeah. It happened.
I thought Ty looked awesome in this match.
He looked great.
I just didn't understand it.
Like, you didn't understand
why Orton beat him up.
If we're going to have a Dillinger Orton feud, I'm fine with that because I think it's like, okay, another, like a young guy going against Orton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look back at it, like, the beatdown he gave him and then, like, Ty kind of trying to get up was, like, reminiscent of Undertaker Jeff Hardy, where, like, when Undertaker was American Badass.
Yeah.
And he just, like, beat the crap out of Jeff Hardy. Like,
and he would keep getting up.
Yeah. Like, I think this could be a lot of good for Ty Dillinger to be like, hey, I'm still here. I'm still standing. Like, you're not going to, tear me down kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
I mean, they'll probably have a match. I don't know if it's going to be a full-on feud since Orton said that's not his next victim.
Yeah, but
they'll have a match.
But Ty's going to come back and at least try to do something, hopefully, and it's right. not, this isn't
or
the end
just
of it.
Like attack him mm-hmm. because he attacked
yeah,
him.
Exactly.
So, like, mm-hmm. do something backstage, mm-hmm. and that will at least give him a couple weeks. So that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Becky versus Lana. The crowd starts doing a Becky chant, but that turns into Milwaukee, and then Lana is the best, Lana number one. Lana is the best, Lana number one. It's catchy.
It is catchy.
And Lana. I thought she looked great in this match. I mean, we know we know she's not as good as Becky. Mm-hmm. We know that. But she has been improving. And I thought she held her own. I thought the length of the match was the right amount of time for it. She got her shots in. Becky sold them like the champ that she is. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Becky took control. Beckplex and disarm her. Gets the win. You know, with the dominant champ pose. And I was expecting at this point, I didn't know if Charlotte was going to run out to try to attack her again. But I'm kind of glad she didn't.
Yeah.
Because it just put over the fact that Becky is being evil and putting over how bad she beat Charlotte up earlier in the day.
I kind of feel like to extend this a little bit, because we already have the Becky Charlotte thing going on, obviously, and Becky hates Charlotte. Like, if Lana could almost accidentally win and say nothing happened in Milwaukee, and then it extended to next week where Becky beat her ass.
Okay.
Like, I feel like, because we all went in knowing Lana wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
So if it was an accidental win,
yeah.
Now you'd be like, well, wait, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then Becky's going to come with even more vengeance, you know, to prove to the people that she is actually heel, just a different type of heel.
Yeah.
And then proceed to destroy Lana even more. Mm. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Like a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Lana. Sacrificial Lana.
Yeah.
Sacrificial Lana. New shirts.
And then you can have Charlotte come out next
exactly.
week.
Exactly. And then try to like save her because it's just the beating is so terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Charlotte's going to be like, okay.
Becky's not letting go to the disarm her. Charlotte makes a save on Lana.
And Rusev just stands there.
Boom. Why aren't we the writers? Just saying.
It's a stressful job.
I know.
So what?
A writer for the WWE is very stressful.
I know, but can we just send in our ideas and we get like $50 a pop or something? Like, I'll take
that. That's it? That. Yeah. I mean, my ideas are worth far more than that.
For you to sit in California and not travel and just send in some ideas that they may or may not use.
How about $100?
Oh, we can do 100.
Depends how much of the idea they use.
I mean, their stocks are going up. I think it's 92.
Man,
are they up to 92? Oh, wow, yeah, I should have bought it a long time ago.
Between 92 and 98.
Oh, damn it.
Could have got it at like $2 in 2000.
One of the writers sold his whole bunch of his stock since like something that's it's a ridiculous amount. Like, if he doesn't have a couple houses, he can have a couple houses now.
Wow. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
I'm so bad with stocks and like when I should jump in and... That was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. SmackDown stocks. That's what we're talking
SmackDown
about.
SmackDown stock is on the rise. Buy in now before that wagon gets full. That bandwagon is what I'm referring to.
Oh, they should do some stocks for your closet.
Well, I have shelves because I have so much stuff. Aiden is with Kayla. Kayla asks him, what happened in Milwaukee? Because we all want to know. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I can't talk about it right now, but I have proof, and I will show the video evidence next week.
Taking all a right. page from Omarosa.
There you go.
Boom.
Next week. Can that be the main event of next week's SmackDown? What happened in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. Might be on Truth TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please.
Yes, that would be awesome.
You deserve $100 for coming up with that idea.
And then he confuses Lana with the other...
With Maurice.
With Maurice, yeah.
He starts calling like, Lana Maurice.
Why is Maurice here? Miz isn't out
yes!
here.
Yes!
Why are you
yes!
here?
Yes! Yes! Please! Oh, somebody in the zeitgeist, pick up that. That would be awesome. I'd watch another 30 minutes of Truth TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the dance break.
Contract signing. Mojo's not there. AJ's kind of laughing about it. He's like, you know, no surprise. He won't stand here and face me face to face. Maybe he'll try to come at me from behind. He signs the contract. Joe appears on the Tron. He's at AJ's house. We see the Styles mailbox. The white picket fence. The beautiful porch. Perfectly landscaped front yard. And Joe is a freaking menace.
Was that place in Milwaukee?
It should have been.
I think he's based out of Atlanta, no?
Somewhere in Gainesville, Georgia.
Yeah.
So Joe mentions how there's nothing you could do right now. You're across the country when you should be home looking after your family. Are you feeling guilty because you didn't listen to my warnings? Is that guilt turning into rage? I immediately thought of you, Tom. Mm. And then Joe is like, you know, I wouldn't just barge in. That'd be too scary. I'm gonna ring the doorbell. Rings the doorbell. Daddy's home. Blackout.
That was
no little credit thing in the bottom corner of the screen. Mm-hmm. Just blackout, done.
Soprano style.
TK and I were watching this together. We're just like, oh, that was so good.
So awesome. Yeah. It would have been if he had a key. He's like, oh, I just so happened.
I also he found
the hiding key.
Yeah.
He brought up, AJ, you should call her and warn her. Oh, wait, you don't bring your phone to the ring. Who brings their phone to the ring besides Tyler Breeze? That's two Tyler Breeze references tonight, by the way.
He's not even on this show.
He's not even on this show. I wish he still was. I miss Fashion Files.
I'm like, yeah, that hasn't been on.
That was what really brought up.
Yeah.
Well, because they stole Christian's closet with Fashion Files. That's right. Don't you forget that. They didn't turn into the Fashion Police until after Christian's closet.
Boom. Okay.
Made a successful deal. Hey, I'm still waiting on my Rosebuds royalties. But we know that's never coming.
Stocks were down then. So
stocks were really low then. Yeah. They were really low.
You may get like $10 for that, but yeah.
I'll get a discount code for a T-shirt.
Aww.
I thought it was an awesome ending,
though. It was so good.
Yeah.
And Paige is just standing there with AJ in the ring. She's like, I don't know. I thought he would be here.
Mm-hmm. See, but the thing is, the fact that AJ's still standing in the ring. Like, he knows he's at his house.
Yeah. Why isn't he running?
Why isn't he running to, like, the limousine and then pulls out his phone to watch the show, because it's live, to watch what he's saying as he's telling the driver, like, take me to the airport.
Yeah.
Because then he has to, put his phone through security.
No, we don't need to see him leave. We need to see him leave the arena.
Yeah, leave the arena.
He shouldn't be watching the screen at all. Once it is Styles Man Box... And some guy is at your house when you know your family's home.
Yeah.
And it's almost 10 o'clock at night, wherever.
You know what I would have done if I was AJ in that situation? Mm. I would have ran down, found a fan at ringside, take their phone and dial 911.
Mm. Yeah, that would have been the one too.
I'm like, hey, there's a guy at my house right now. Here's the address.
Yeah.
Get there.
If this was probably like 20 years ago, fans would have called 911 though.
100%.
And then like... Samoa Joe's trying to break into AJ Styles' house.
Absolutely.
And they'd be like, what are you talking about?
People did that in that legendary Brian Pillman, Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm. So, somebody brought it up in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
Pillman
people,
got a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, people would actually call 911 about a segment on TV.
Yeah. Because it went out, because the feed went out.
And then somebody said Paige didn't do anything either. Yeah, it's like
Paige just stood there.
Yeah, she's the, like...
And if you're in charge, shouldn't you know that your number one contender is not only not in the building, but on the other side of the country?
Yeah.
And she should have had her phone on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not going to wrestle. She didn't show up to work at all.
She's always texting. Why is her phone not with her?
Yeah.
AJ could have taken Paige's phone and called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could have done that.
So maybe he didn't know the number.
I mean, that's possible, too.
I don't know, but...
This is getting very personal,
though. It really is. This is, like, the most... I would say the most personal that... I mean, I don't know if I want to use the word believable per se, because we know, everyone who follows wrestling know that Joe and AJ have been traveling for years and years and years and years and years. But it feels so personal. And I don't remember the last time we've had a feud in this era that we've had this type of feeling.
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Like, I would say maybe, I mean, I don't, not this, no, I would say, like, Punk Cena was just, like, not this personal. It didn't get personal like
you know,
this,
I would,
but just,
I
like,
would,
a
I would
rivalry.
Go, I would go back to Punk them. Jericho with the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the closest that we've had to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, the fact that it's, like you were saying, that you know that they're friends, but it's just so, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's so top notch.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you see people trying to sell it and you're not believing it, but you're watching it, you're knowing, wait a minute, this is fiction, but it's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kudos to Joe and AJ. Well, AJ should have ran, but kudos to Joe.
I know, definitely believable. I know the Emmys just happened, but Joe should be nominated for an Emmy next year.
For sure.
That was
facts.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But I mean, just look at the, like, when you look at SmackDown as a whole, you have Miz and Bryan, who it's very personal as well,
yes.
but on another level of just like, you know, Bryan coming back from injury and all that kind of stuff, and Miz just being like the foil to his plans every time.
Mm-hmm. We got that.
You got the
AJ Joe.
AJ Joe.
Bar and New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Charlotte.
Which I think that's going to be like the new, you know, New Day Usos, how those guys were going back and forth, because every time they've had a match has been amazing.
Yep. Becky Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Which another, you know, now that's also different because then it's like best friends.
Yep.
You know, one turning on the other.
And along with that, that's a similar line, Rusev and English now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got the Iconics and Naomi and Asuka. I mean, it is a feud. That's it's good. It's obviously not to these levels, but it's still a feud that they're doing on TV.
Yeah.
Whatever Orton is doing right now, maybe that's with Ty.
Mm-hmm. Or Nakamura. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the other thing with it, because everyone that Orton's been attacking has had the upper hand on Nakamura.
Exactly, which I don't... I wish there's some kind of weird... Like, this is where I feel like WWE's not Lucha Underground, where it doesn't have that weird... like, you know what I mean? Something where there could be some weird backstage thing where, like, Orton is really controlling Nakamura this whole time. Or, you know what I mean? Like, some kind of thing where, like, he's always involved with
him. Has a special stone.
Yeah, but not going after Nakamura specifically.
I mean, they could go. I don't know why. Because we all know, but based off of social media, certain people are friends with each other, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they could go, not necessarily as far as Lucha Underground, but they can definitely go a little bit further because we're so invested in, you know, in it. Because some of the storylines are just like, okay, they're trying to make it believable, but why?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you got to make me buy into it.
Yeah.
Like, it's 2018.
But there's like, there's a good five that we just named that we buy into.
Yeah.
And again, Usos not being used. Almas is not being used. Sanity is not being used. I mean, Sonya, Mandy, I mean, they wrestle, but they're not really being used in the story.
Mandy needs to get new music.
Just saying. Her music's too similar to Lana's.
Mm-hmm. Her music is very soft porn-esque.
Yeah. They've talked about that since she debuted with
it.
It's
very weird.
But, yeah, there's so much talent, so many good stories, and so much talent that can get involved in these stories, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why SmackDown is so good.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I love how they're doing the women's storylines. Like, I hope there has been rumors. Well, there's been a long time rumor as far as having the tag team championship for the women.
Yes.
They talked about it today, how it's less of a rumor. It's actually going to be happening, but it's still a rumor.
Yeah.
But I hope if that does happen, or they do have a women's show, whoever are the writers for SmackDown that write for the women, they need to do the women's show, because the ones who write for Raw.
You mean like a separate women's show altogether?
Yeah, that's the rumor, that they're going to have a separate women's show. And it's going to involve all the women from NXT, SmackDown, and Raw.
So they won't be on Raw or SmackDown?
I think they're still going to be on Raw or SmackDown, but they're also going to have another show.
Oh, wow.
That's the rumor. But, you know, we'll see.
That could be interesting. I'm down for that.
I don't know if I would want them to be on both shows plus a separate show.
Because
they tried that with the Cruiserweights when they had 205 Live, and they would still have like a couple segments on Raw. And it's like, well, nobody's really paying attention. Like, now it feels like a little overused because you want to focus it all on this show.
Or maybe they'll have like a mixed match challenge type thing where it's a series versus something, versus not having it every
week.
That would
be cool.
Yeah.
So it's just like a 10 weeks or 6 weeks.
10 week tag team tournament. I'm fine with that.
Or a 10 week women's tournament.
Which can be both like co-branded.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could now be you like have dream like, matches and stuff like that.
I mean, or I could see it starting out as how, like, kind of like main event is, where it's like, you know, they just have women's matches on it, which is like, at least it's something to get out there where you have all these other girls that are there that just aren't, sitting in the back and not really doing anything. Like, get them out there and get the experience, because that's how, you know, you look at NXT, you look at, you know, main event, that's how those guys get started anyway. So, I'm down with that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that and much, much more as the week goes on, because we got to start getting ready for Australia. I think next week we got to do our predictions for the Super Showdown. So we'll do that. And we want to know what you think. So leave us those comments on YouTube, on iTunes, and on various forms of social media. TK, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Am I invited again?
Yeah, we'll see.
I say yeah.
She talked a lot about Biggie's chest. I'm on the fence.
I mean, it was so smooth.
Okay, where can people follow you so they can tell you how weird this got?
I would put cocoa butter on Biggie's chest.
I'm sure you would.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad and everywhere else. You just follow me.
All right, Tom.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
Find me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram The Will Rosenberg, ProSentees.com/Christian Rosenberg, CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg saves 10%. This Thursday night, if you're in Burbank, California, Brian Kendrick's Wrestling Pro Wrestling. If you're not in Burbank, you can watch it on Twitch, twitch.tv/WrestlingProWrestling. I will be there. The Hobo will be there. And our own George Hermosa will be making his in-ring debut. You want to watch it and make fun of him, because I know I will. But in a good way. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow him on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and TK Trinidad, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.